Just as we take extra precautions when we know it's flu season, using the hand sanitizer, coughing into our elbows, trying to avoid, you know, touching our eyes or, you know, getting any in any situation where we might be passing germs. Back in Jesus' day, they took certain precautions when it was suspected that someone had contracted leprosy. As soon as a sore were to appear, they would be examined. And if it was believed that that person might be on the road to becoming a leper, they were automatically pronounced unclean. And by having such a pronouncement, the inflicted person then was basically sentenced to a lifetime of separation from the community. Not just a lifetime of suffering the physical ailments that would come with leprosy, but literally they were placed outside of the community. The only human contact that they would be permitted would be that of fellow lepers. So you can imagine the jaws that were dropping, the eyes that were widening open when this leper presented himself to Jesus in the gospel today. That's something that you didn't do. The only pronouncement that a leper would have been making to Jesus would have been his own self-description of being unclean, which was the signal, stay away, lest you catch it from me. But Jesus, his response is just as radical as the action of the leper. As the leper comes to Jesus saying, I know you can make me clean if you will it, Jesus says, I do will it. Be healed. You know, it's not just physical infirmities where we get these labels, is it? Sometimes we can be the labelers, and sometimes we can be the ones labeled. And sometimes we label ourselves. We figure that there's something wrong about us to where that we're not worthy to come before Jesus. We kind of look at our past and think, well, I've done such stupid things in my past, or such sinful things in my past, or such idiotic things in my past that God even couldn't forgive me. Or we allow ourselves to get immersed so much in embarrassment or shame that we try to just wish it weren't so, wish it away, rather than confronting it. You see, the leper today, when he came before Jesus, he knew that he needed the Lord's healing. He knew that he needed the Lord's touch. He couldn't pretend that he wasn't a leper. That was obvious for everyone to see. But he, in acknowledging who he was, saying, I know you can restore me. I know you can heal me if you will it. He was able to go beyond the label of being a leper, of being labeled unclean, and ready to pass through a threshold to a new life, a different life. Sometimes maybe we label ourselves spiritual lepers, and maybe sometimes we label others. Maybe they've done something to mark themselves, at least in our minds. Maybe they've offended us. Maybe they've hurt us, harmed us, sinned against us. And we kind of dig our heels in, and we cut ourselves off, and we figure they're irredeemable. There's nothing we can do for them. Well, the message in the gospel today for all of us, for those of us who might have some hurts where we've labeled others because of the way they've acted towards us, or for those of us who are sitting here thinking, can God ever love me? The answer is there's hope for all of us. We all have some affliction, don't we? Something that keeps us from being the people God has called us to be. Some spiritual affliction. Maybe it's our past. Maybe it's things that we're not particularly proud of. maybe things that we're ashamed of, maybe things that cause us embarrassment. That doesn't really matter to God. You know, the leper had been separated from the community. He dared compromise convention to break into that crowd. And albeit while he was declaring himself not particularly worthy, but open to whatever healing God could have for him, that God was able to reach out and bring a restoration like he could have never imagined. You see, there's nothing wrong with being infectious. It's what are we infecting others with? You see, that guy went away from one affliction and took on another. He himself became infectious, not with leprosy, but with mercy. Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Don't tell anybody what happened. What happened? He told the world. Everybody he could see, he shared the good news of restoration and healing that had come to him through Jesus Christ. That's the infection we all need to be exposed to, isn't it? To where we are vibrant in sharing our faith, where our story of how Jesus has healed us, how Jesus has restored us, how Jesus has loved us, permeates the story of our lives. You know, this coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. It also happens to be Valentine's Day. How's that for a happy coincidence? So, pick your significant other, take them out to dinner, get some bread and water, and let's be on with Lent. But you know, as we come into these 40 days, I know the temptation for many of us is, okay, we got to get ready for Lent. I've got to figure out what I'm giving up. Let me save you the turmoil. If you're thinking of giving up chocolate or candy or sweets or something like that, don't bother. Let this Lent be a time where you go ahead and eat your chocolate or your sweets or your donuts, ice cream, whatever it is. If you're going to give up something that's bad for you, not something that you enjoy too much. Because what's going to happen? Easter, you're just going to start it over again, right? This Lent, let it be something that is going to draw you closer in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Something where you're going to get closer to be infected by His love. Where you're going to know His mercy. I'll put a challenge out there for you. I challenge you to do one of two things. Either one, find someone that you know that knows you very well and ask them to pick your penance for you. Okay? There's one way of going about it. Have them pick your penance. But not just something that you need to take away. Something to do, to commit yourself to in those 40 days that are going to draw you closer to the heart of Christ. And I'd recommend not picking someone that like has something that they owe you, like one, you know? That can be a little dangerous. Someone said, how could you have us have your spouse pick our penance? I said, I didn't say spouse, because that could get nasty. Or, and here's a real basic one, commit to going to the Alpha that starts on February 26th. Every Monday evening, 6:30 p.m., dinner, you don't have to do the dishes, childcare provided, a movie, done by 8:30. It's built in. It's like clockwork. You don't have to think about it. You don't say, oh, shoot, I forgot, and I slipped and I ate chocolate. You just put it in the calendar and you show up. I guarantee you, you do Alpha this year, by the time Alpha's over, you're going to be in a different place in your relationship with God than you are right now. If you don't have a relationship, it may be the beginnings of one. If you have a relationship, it will deepen it. If you feel like you're on the peripheries of the life of the church or the parish, you're going to feel like you're a little closer to the heart. It'll be challenging, but I'll tell you, I don't think it'll be threatening. But really, this Lenten season is a time for us to accompany Jesus, to accompany Him all the way, not just to His suffering and His death, but to His resurrection. And if we can put a path out there towards new life, I really believe that's going to be a Lent that's worth celebrating. It could be the best Lent that you've ever had. Along with that, Father Michael and I will be starting a new preaching series next weekend. It's entitled, What God Wants for You. You know, so often we think of what God wants from us. You know, we look at rules and the regulations and religion as kind of all of these do's and don'ts. We're going to look at it a little differently. It's not just what God wants from you. It's what God wants for you. So this Lent, don't give up anything. Take something on. Something on like Alpha that will cause you to grow closer in your relationship with Jesus. Because if you're going to grow closer in your relationship with Christ, that's going to be infectious. And it's going to spill over, at least it should, into the other relationships that you have. Amen?